Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to this fact that there are people who claim the fact that there are certain verses in the Quran whose meaning is only known to God. In other words, they say that there are certain verses in the Quran whose meaning we cannot know. They are only known to the Quran, to the Almighty. So therefore, we must not get after them. Again, also the question is raised that which of these verses are the ones whose meaning is only known to God. So different people have different answers to this. And ultimately, we end up in a situation in which people think that there are certain verses which they regard to be verses which are ambiguous, to which they think there is the meaning is only known to God. And some other people brand some other verses. So in this way, the end result is that at times people would regard some verse to be ambiguous or having ambiguity, and another person would say that is not ambiguous. And this thing would, of course, cast a lot of questions regarding the fact that how does the Quran provide guidance if there are verses which about which the Quran itself says that their meaning is only known to God. Now, let me analyze this objection and this question by just presenting first the verse of the Quran, which has actually become the cause of this unfortunate misconception. The verse is from Surah Ali Imran. This is verse 7. And the words of this verse are, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ مِنْهُ آيَاتُ مُحْكَمَاتُ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتُ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. So a simple translation is, it is he who has revealed to you the book. Some of its verses are muhkam, they are the foundation of the book, and others are mutashabih. Those whose hearts are warped go after the mutashabih among them in order to create dissension and in order to know the reality, even though no one except God knows the reality. So first of all, it needs to be understood that the misconception has arisen because of the word mutashabihat. And the word mutashabihat has generally been translated as ambiguous, which means that verses whose meaning is only is an ambiguity for people, but their meaning is only known to God, because the subsequent verses are وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Only God knows their reality. So before I explain the word reality vis-a-vis the word ta'wil, as is mentioned in this verse, I'd like to first explain the fact that the word mutashabihat has been erroneously thought as verses which are ambiguous. Actually, the purport of the Quran is that mutashabihat are those verses in which the circumstances of, for example, the hereafter, or even the fact of the matter that how the person and being of the Almighty is, since we cannot grasp him. So when the Quran describes things which cannot come in our own imagination, it uses the similes, or in Arabic it uses the tool of tashbih, which means to compare something with something. And from this, the word mutashabihat has been coined. So in other words, the mutashabihat are those verses in the Quran in which matters which cannot come in human grasp, for example, matters which relate to the person of the Almighty or which relate to the hereafter, simply because we do not know how things will happen in those cases, they are presented in our own language through the tool of tashbih, and tashbih means to compare something with something. Thus, an example, I would say that if we find in the Quran the word summastawa ilal arsh, which means that God then sat on his throne, which of course raises the question that how did God sit on his throne? What is his throne like? So these are the kinds of verses in which we can say that these are mutashabihat verses, and these are the verses whose reality is only known to God. Again, as I said, the other thing that needs to be understood here is that the Quran does not say that their meaning is only known to God. The fact is the word uses ta'wil, and the word ta'wil does not refer to the fact their meaning is only known to God. Because, as I said, for example, if you even consider the example that I presented, that summastawa alal arsh, then God ascended his throne, or he sat on his throne, then we, of course, know the meanings of this word, that he sat on his throne. Each word has a meaning that conveys something to us. However, how he sat on his throne, what was the reality behind sitting on a throne, this is something which is beyond us. So the fact of the matter is, when God says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, that only God knows this reality, first of all, it needs to be corrected. It has never said the meaning of those words or those verses are only known to God. The words are the reality. The connotation of that is only known to God. And of course, we admit that, because this is something which is beyond our imagination, beyond our human grasp. So God had to tell us in our own words, the words which we are known, which are known to us, so that we could have some idea. And again, this information is something which is actually some extra information which is given to us in order to appease some of our apprehensions. And the Quran itself has said the basic guidance of the book is provided in the Muhkamat, and they are the foundation of the book. So we must not confuse ourselves by saying that there are certain verses which are ambiguous. No, the word ambiguous is actually a wrong translation of the Mutashabihat verses. The Quran mentions Mutashabihat. It does say that the Mutashabihat verses are only, their reality is only known to God, first of all. It does not say that its meaning is only known to God. And the second thing is that the word Tashabaha, or the word from which this word is coined, Mutashabihat, it refers not to ambiguity, it does not refer to confoundedness. On the other hand, it refers to things in which things are, through a comparison, they are described in language. Thus, the word mutashabihat is from the word tashbih, which in Arabic means to compare something with something. So in the mutashabihat verses, things which are unknown to us, they are compared with things which are known to us, so that we can have some idea of what the reality is, and of what the form is. Of course, the reality is only known to God. And similarly, we have to understand the fact that the word that the Quran has used is وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. So the word ta'wil is different. And the word, for example, which we translate when we read these verses is that the meaning of these verses is only known to God. It would be an erroneous translation. The correct translation would be the reality or the connotation is only known to God. Thus, for example, how does God sit on his throne? Or how did God blow his spirit into Adam? These are something which are beyond our imagination. Of course, we have some idea by the words that he blew his spirit in Adam. These words carry a meaning to them. But the connotation, how does this come about, what is the reality behind this, this is something which is only known to God. And that is why this verse also mentioned that people whose hearts are warped, only they go after these verses and they try to find out its reality. Whereas the reality is only known to God. And this is why the Quran says that there will be some people who, by going after these verses, the Mutashabihat verses, would only find themselves going astray, because these are the verses whose connotation, whose reality is only known to God. So in a nutshell, we can say that it is absolutely erroneous to say that there are certain verses whose meaning is only known to God. This is not the right interpretation of the fact which is mentioned in the Quran. The Quran says that there are certain verses which are called the Mutashabihat. Their reality is only known to God. These Mutashabihat are not unknown verses. They are not ambiguous verses. They are not verses regarding which people can have different opinions and one can regard a verse as ambiguous while the other does not regard it to be ambiguous. No, it's not the case. The Mutashabihat are verses in which certain things are mentioned through the tool of tashbih. And they are primarily related to things that cannot come into our grasp. As I said, the person of the Almighty himself or the various circumstances that shall take place in the hereafter. So these things, they are mentioned in the form of tashbih, and they are mutashabihat. And of course, the reality of these mutashabihat is only known to God. Of course, we know what the meaning of them is known to us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ